All right, the time is 6:07. I will now call the Town of Castle Rock Board of Building Appeals meeting of June 2nd, 2025 to order. I'll ask the recording secretary to take roll call.
Okay, Board Member Binder?
Here.
Board Member Akaya? Not here. Board Member Pappas? Not here. Board Member Self?
Present.
And Board Member Marks? Not here. Town Council Liaison Hollingshead?
Here.
Staff in attendance, John White?
Here.
And myself, Sharon Chavez.
Okay, with only two members of the board present, we do not have a quorum, so the agenda items will move to the September meeting. I guess first, I assume, Mr. White, this meeting agenda was been notified in accordance with requirements of opening meetings law?
Yes, it has.
Thank you. So we'll defer the approval of the minutes and new items until the September 8th, 2025 board meeting. Okay. Any updates or anything we can want or should discuss?
Say that Town Council continues to kind of work through the approval processes for Pine Canyon and Brickyard. So that's the majority of our agendas recently and kind of continuing through the summer. So there'll be a lot of big items with that, from annexation to zoning to all the small approvals as well. So it's probably the biggest things you guys are going to be seeing upcoming. And I think some cool drones we're considering tomorrow night for the police department. So.
Really?
Yeah, I think they go with the FOC camera system. So. Explain it. Yeah. Interested to hear that presentation tomorrow night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I think that's all I got.
Thank you. Mr. White, any updates you want to share?
Yes, quick. A couple few updates I'd like to give the staff. I'm trying to find my little cheat sheet here. One of the things town staff has been following very closely is the Colorado State Wildfire Resiliency Code. Has a lot to do with fire mitigation. It's kind of separate from the code we use, which is the Wildland Interface Code, or you'll hear it known as the WUI code. And there's a lot of restrictions if you're in certain zones. And the Colorado State has implemented this statewide. It was approved. Final draft was approved end of last month. We're now in June. And it will be formally adopted July 1st of 2025 by the state. What that means for the town is we'll have 9 months to adopt it, the Colorado State Resiliency Code, and then we'll have three months after that we'll be enforcing it. What that does for us, it buys us about a year from now to adopt all of our new codes, which we're kind of leaning towards to follow all our surrounding neighboring jurisdictions, along with Douglas County. Parker has announced they'll all be adopting the 24 codes. So instead of going, we are kind of leaning towards the 21, now we'll be leaning towards the 24 to kind of align ourselves along with our neighboring jurisdictions with the adoption of code. For the resiliency code, I passed this little map out because they have the resiliency map that the state has established. There was a lot of disagreement with a lot of the jurisdictions along on this map, because there's kind of four levels of restrictions that you have to follow for the resiliency code. And it's building materials and fire mitigation, how far you got to cut your trees back, that are how close to your house. The higher risk you are, the further away you have to go from any structure with doing that fire mitigation. The map I showed you is of Castle Rock, including Dawson's Trail towards the very bottom, and all the way up to the top right-hand corner, you'll see kind of the cobblestone ranch area, which is our town too. So you can see the majority of the town is in that non-shaded area. So that's the least amount. There's no restrictions. You could build just like you're building today. No restrictions, no fire mitigation. When you get into the yellow, that's the light zone. Little bit more restrictions, mainly not as much fire mitigation around your houses and trimming of scrub oaks and of that nature, but materials that you use to build your home of non-combustible, a certain distance away from your house. Venting on your roof is going to be a little different. When you get in the orange area, which you can see, most of the area is that orange area, including myself. And this is where the disagreements, because the orange area is, I apologize, I skipped over the yellow. Yellow is light. I didn't skip over, but there's very few areas in Castle Rock. If you look, if you zoom in on this, there's no neighborhoods, no development in those areas. When you get into the orange, there's a lot of areas that aren't developed yet, as in Pine Canyon, Canyons far south, and all of Dawson's Trail. It's all in the orange. And I don't think they take into consideration of future development. Because if you, when this map was created, Dawson's Trail looked like a ridge still. And the topography down there was a lot of hills and hard to get to. And that's how this map is based. Well, if you go down and look at it now, it's relatively flat. And it will have neighborhoods and fire hydrants, just like a normal development would be around Castle Rock. If you look at the very far right-hand side, that's that unshaded area right in, smack in the middle of the orange, that's kind of Founders Village and part of Castlewood Ranch. And this is where the disagreement comes with a lot of jurisdictions in the Front Range. My house is in the orange. That means I have very strict, I'm in the moderate zone. It's one zone below high risk. Means insurance rates are gonna go up. Material that I have to put on my house if I was to do an addition or do a re-roof, the valleys on my roof, they have to be metal now. It can't be, just be an ice and water shield that we normally use. It has to be metal flashing now in the valleys. I'm restricted on the type of vents I use. But why there's a lot of disagreement, across the street and three houses up, there's no restrictions. And I have the second most restrictions at my house. So the state has come back, and we haven't seen, they have not published the final map. There was a lot of disagreements going back. We went through some hearings and where we could voice our objections, and most of the objections were on this map. And each jurisdiction can work with their county to develop their own map, which still has to be approved by the state, but we can develop our own map. And it could turn all of Castle Rock into yellow. It could turn maybe half of it unshaded and half of it yellow. It's really tough because there's really no place in Castle Rock which meets the requirements for that orange zone. So just wanted to kind of share that with you, how Castle Rock kind of lays out. Because they didn't take in, excuse me, the consideration of the future development lands. They just looked at it as undeveloped lands. And so I kind of wanted to share this with you and also share what our plans are for adoption. We plan to adopt hopefully in June and July of 2026. And about the same time later that year, we'll be adopting the 26 National Electrical Code, because it'll come out and sometime in the summer, the state will adopt the state code. The electric code. So I would feel free to, if you want to talk about any questions on this, if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to share anything with you, what I've learned over the past 2 or 3 months on this.
You mentioned some of the building materials that would need to be changed in terms of like the siding of, you know, communities and like ingress and egress and like buffer zones, how does that affect, if at all, like future developments?
it's certain plants can't be planted. Anything that's not tolerant to fire, almost fire-resistant planting around your house. So there's a list of plants that you can't plant around your house. So for new builds, the home builders would not be, there will be a list that they can choose from what they can and cannot use. Building material, depending on what zone you're in. If you're in that unshaded zone, nothing changes from what you have today. But if you're in that kind of that orange zone, everything has to be non-combustible on your house, basically the exterior. A lot of it we use right now is the hardy board siding that most houses are built with is non-combustible already. But depending on which area you risk in, that exterior wall all the way around your house has to have a 1 hour rating. Where right now, the only time you have to have a 1 hour rating on the exterior of your house if you're closer than 5 foot to the property line. It's the only time you have to have a 1 hour rating on your house on the exterior. Fencing products for new, or if you were going to replace it, it can no longer be combustible material.
No.
So, and HOAs would no longer be able to enforce certain fencing if you were to replace it with the new rules that set forth. A lot of the rules that are in the state code for building materials, it actually comes out of that wildland interface code that the International Code Council puts out. And it affects with the Chapter 5 of the building code. The International Building Code is what it affects. So a lot of it comes right out of there. They don't really change too much. They're not more restrictive through what the ICC codes say. But that's kind of the gist of it. With and in the orange zone, and I would be at fault on this, and it would take anything within 10 feet of my house, like a tree or tree limbs, I have to cut back away 10 feet. If I have a tree within 10 foot, I'd have to cut it down in the orange zone. So that's where they're wanting you to mitigate. But the guy across the street, he doesn't have to, but I do. So that's a lot of it in that nature. But also, too, a lot of fire districts are fighting this as well. Because one, the state has already told this board, the Resiliency Code Board, there's no money for funding in this to assist jurisdictions at the present time. And so one of the jurisdictions, Colorado Springs Fire Department, asked the question. Every 3 years initially, and then every 3 years after that, they have to inspect everything that's in a restrictive zone. Every house, every business, every structure. They have to do this every 3 years to make sure, are they doing their fire mitigation? Are they, are they keeping up with the codes? And his question was, how do I fund that? Where do I get the manpower? He says he has over 300,000 houses in restrictive zones. Where does he come up with the manpower and how does he pay for it? And there's no help from the state to do it.
Gotcha.
And I can tell you, Castle Rock would probably run into the same thing. Even though we have a lot less in the restrictive zones. One thing you don't see on this map is red. But the further you go east of us, like the Black Forest area, red. There's little pockets here and there in Douglas County that's red. Like the Sanctuary Golf Course in Daniels Park, completely red. But that's because if that did catch fire, you can't cover it from the ground as much. It'll probably take air to fight that fire if there was a fire that breaks out in that scrub oak around the golf course over at Sanctuary. So that's where that comes from. But there's very little areas in red in Douglas County. Now, further west you go, It's red all over the place. And I wish I could have shown you that whole map. It's a pretty good size map, and it's hard to read when you blow it out.
So the code will take precedence over HOA guidelines.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. Those do not align, and property sizes are often factored into the landscape guidelines that they require things that are very close to houses.
Mm-hmm.
So those entities are going to need to back off.
Absolutely. And the state's already kind of addressed that with HOAs, that they don't have a choice in this with fencing or certain material around the house. They really don't have a choice in that they have to go along with this code.
That'll be interesting.
Sorry to dwell on this, but I'm trying to understand how much of it is forward-looking and how much of it is kind of retrospective. You mentioned if you wanted to do an addition to your home, it would need to comply. But then you also mentioned if you have existing trees that...
Yeah, so landscaping, things that you're doing fire mitigation on.
Okay.
It's not retroactive. You're not grandfathered in, basically.
Okay.
If you're in that zone, you have to do some fire mitigation.
Okay.
If you're like in the Black Forest area where you're surrounded, you have to go out 30, 40, 50 feet.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Cut things back and keep them away from your house, basically. Wow. In these areas, mine would be a 10-foot radius around the house. Any tree limbs or trees. For additions, I think they've kind of bounced it around. I think it started out as anything larger than 750 square feet. Now they've dropped it back to anything larger than 500 square feet of an addition would require permitting and everything to be non-combustible and follow the new code of the addition.
But still allowing wood stud construction.
What's that?
Still allowing wood stud
construction. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just have to have a 1-hour fire rating on the exterior wall.
I think about all the people in my neighborhood that have those tough sheds next to their house that are completely made of wood.
Yeah, and those would be grandfathered in if you already have it.
Okay.
Potentially. But... I don't, without seeing that final draft,
right? Okay.
They could come in and say, you're too close to your property line. Because everybody, by the HOA standards, you can't be too close to your house. Where I live, the houses are 30 feet apart.
Yeah.
So I'm close to my fence, but I'm 15 feet away from my house. And so, but a lot of the neighborhoods around town, they have a lot smaller houses or yards.
Right.
And side yards. So, but... Then again, with the new code, the International Residential Code does not, it actually has an exception for permitting that any detached structure that's less than 200 square feet does not require a permit, i.e. their tough shed. Anything larger. So it's really hard. A 10 by 20 foot shed is pretty big. Most people will build like a 10 by 10 or a 10 by 12, maybe a little larger. But I have never inspected a shed, just someone's shed out in their backyard that was larger than 10 by 20. But they're dropping it down with the new code to 10 by or 120 square feet. Has to be permitted. But the International Residential Code of 2024 still says 200. So what do you follow? If I'm a homeowner, I could say, I was just following that. I meet the exception of the residential code. And I built it just, I didn't need a permit. So who's going to enforce that? You didn't get a permit because your structure, your shed was bigger than 10 by 12. So there is some stuff. It mostly concerns a lot of the new builds.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Thanks for sharing that. That'd be interesting to follow that, for sure.
Yeah, I think we'll know more towards the end of the month. Well, there's some more you can join. And if you go on the website, there's actually another hearing for the final, kind of prior to the adoption. So people can voice their, and they'll have that, the final draft. So that you can see it and read it and make comments before the final adoption. And I think it was slated for June 27th. And you can get it right off of the Colorado State Wildfire Resiliency Code website. And if you'd like, I can definitely email that link to everyone here. I can mail it to everybody that's not here as well.
That'd be great. Yeah, I would be interested.
It's neat because you can actually pull up that resiliency map and really look at it and see, Western Slope is all red. But if it's red hashed or yellow hashed, they don't follow the same rules because it's federal land. They don't care. They can't say anything because it's federal land. They have the same mitigation issues, but they don't have to follow the same rules because it's federal land.
Thank you. Well, I guess if no other comments or updates, we can adjourn. I don't know that we need a formal, or we can do a formal motion to adjourn.
Sure.
Everybody good? Or do we need a formal?
No, I think you're fine.
Okay.
You know, to adjourn and what time you're adjourning.
Okay. The time is 6:27, and we will adjourn without a quorum and see everyone here in September.
Hooray.
Thank you.